And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, August the 14th, 2009. It's the birthday of John Galsworthy, born in Surrey, England, 1867, the author of the Forsyte Saga, his series of novels, satiric novels about British upper-middle-class family life. He came from a wealthy family, went to Oxford, studied law, spent most of his time playing cricket and soccer. Passed the bar exam, but he was entangled in a love affair that ended poorly. And rather than stay in England and practice law, he took off to travel the world, took a voyage to the South Seas. 1893, he met Joseph Conrad there, who was the first mate on the ship. Galsworthy began to write books. He published them under a pseudonym, John St. John, until his fifth book, The Island Pharisees, which he published under his own name. He'd been secretly living with a woman for 10 years, the former wife of a cousin, kept it secret because he knew his father would disapprove, but after his father died, he and she got married, and Galsworthy collected his inheritance, didn't have to worry about earning a living, devoted himself to shooting and racing and writing the Forsyte Saga, his books In Changery, To Let, The White Monkey, The Silver Spoon, and Swan Song. Won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1932 and used the prize money to help establish the organization PEN, which stands for Poet, Essayist, Novelist. It's the birthday of Russell Baker, born in Morrisonville, Virginia, 1925, won the Pulitzer Prize for his humor column in the New York Times and a second Pulitzer for his autobiography, Growing Up. Russell Baker, who edited the Norton Book of Light Verse, and who once said, "I gave up on new poetry myself 30 years ago when most of it began to read like coded messages passing between lonely aliens in a hostile world." Russell Baker, who said, "Usually terrible things that are done with the excuse that progress requires them are not really progress at all, but just terrible things." And it's the birthday of the short story writer Alice Adams, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 1926. Had a difficult relationship with her mother, who was a writer, and Adams grew up thinking that if she could become a writer, maybe her mother would like her. Her first novel, Careless Love, came out in 1966, and a few years later, she published her first short story in The New Yorker. Here's a poem for today by Gil Broxson entitled After 50 Years. I walked among the grave markers near my old hometown, and I saw a number of old friends, John, killed in World War II, Bucky, Tudor, and Teeny. All were childhood pals. There was Anne's mother, and Verna, Catherine's mother, and father, Uncle Levi, Aunt Sally, and Mr. Smith. I saw Uncle Charlie, and so many others that brought fleeting memories of other days. Then I came to the plot that Mama had bought for herself. Suddenly, the world was still, except for a bird that was singing. Once again, I heard Mama say to me, "Son, when I die, take me home." I think that they were glad that I came and walked among their headstones and remembered each of them as they used to be. I think that they were glad that I came all alone and did not disturb the bird that was singing. After 50 Years, a poem by Gil Broxson from Just Gone Fishing, The Poetry of Texas, published by Universe Incorporated and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.